This is Twit.
What a launch for Windows 365 Cloud PC. Holy moly, camoly. Came out last week. Tell me about the pricing.
Oh, it's man. How much not time do you cheap. Have?
Yeah, I'm disappointed, honestly.
Yeah, well, you know, okay, it's so at first we should just say this is for business customers only right now, not for consumers, right. Not even for the education market yet. Like there's not really an A1 or an A3 or an A5 SKU of this thing. It's for business customers. The lowest end SKU, if you run it on a Windows 10 Pro machine or at later on Windows 11, is going to be $20 per user per month for a very low end
SKU. But you have to have you have to have a Windows 10 machine to run that.
Right. If you for $20 per user per month. If you don't have a Windows machine and you want it, say, on a Chromebook for the lowest end, it's $24 per user per month.
So what just to that point, because I was kind of curious about that as well. I think as long as you do have a Windows 10 Pro license that you've kind of passed through to the cloud PC, you can then use it on other devices.
So you could use it on a different device. They just
but you
sure
do have to have a Windows 10
at some point.
I have no idea how this would work, because I guess you could put it on a Windows 10 Pro PC once and then never use it again. I don't know, and I'm not going to use it.
I want to use it on my Mac, for instance, because I don't think...
Yeah, so I've done that, and actually that works fine.
Okay.
But that's the trial version,
No, for 20.
Right?
I did the $20 one.
But that's
the
trial version, too.
You think it's just a trial thing? Okay, that could be.
I do. I think the way they talk about it is they say the $20 price is with a Windows hybrid benefit, and if you look at what that means, it means you're running it on a Windows machine.
Right.
That's how I read that price list. But anyway, it's either 20 or 24 for the lowest end SKU, which is one virtual core, 2 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of storage. That's all you get in the cloud for that price. It goes all the way up to, what's the highest end? $162.
Oh my God, a month?
Per month. Yeah.
I'm going to buy a PC for that.
Right. So, I know. I see people saying, so why would you use this, right? If you could calculate out, let's say that you buy a PC, it lasts you a minimum 3-4 years. Why not just buy a PC instead of run this in the cloud? So the thinking here is more, if there's special cases where some people want to run their desktops virtually. It's not for everybody, right? Like there's got to be a reason. Like either you need a certain level of guarantee, compliance, and security across a fleet of machines or something like that. Or there's some kind of workload that is more CPU and graphics intensive than the hardware that you want to run it from. Those are examples of where you would use this, but it's expensive. Like, there's no way around this. It's not cheap.
Well,
it's expensive.
There are, right? I mean, so, right. So, number one question I've gotten from people is literally, why would anyone need this or want this, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the wrong question, because it's not people that want or need this. It's businesses, right? So, in the old days, everyone went into an office, sat in the same room together, in the same building at least. The IT staff was on... In the building with you, there servers in some room, and people would walk around and do help calls and all that kind of stuff. And then eventually, as people started traveling or working remotely, sometimes obviously you're giving them laptops. I know I've got friends in the finance business who all have ThinkPad laptops. They work for different companies, but they have exactly the same computers. It's like ThinkPad laptops with a docking system and a big monitor. But then they spent the last year at home, and so.
Yeah.
Their work said, well, come into the office, grab your stuff, you can just take it home. But I think the reality moving forward is a lot of people are going to be working remotely, and a lot of people are going to be using their own computers. We're not, that's the thing I just described is very expensive. Outfitting everybody with ThinkPad computers, I mean, that's crazy. So this is a way to allow people to securely use their own computers and separate everything that's important to work, and no one's going to get into that. And it's not going to, if something happens to the computer, it doesn't affect the cloud PC. They don't have to worry about remote wipe or them taking data or turning the screen around. Well, I guess that's a little
Could problem, you do this on-prem that word? Is that Azure?
It's Azure.
Okay. Because that...
Yeah, it runs on top of Azure Virtual Desktop. That's what the underpinning is.
But if you want to, I could see some company saying, look, we want you to use your own computer, but we want the company build with the company stuff. So you log into that.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have that on-prem. Yeah. You'd store that.
But it has all the same management functionality that you would have in an on-prem infrastructure where you can push apps to it and do all everything you might want to do, whatever configuration changes, whatever it is. And so it has all that. And I think...
Not in Orbit is saying on Discord, and he's right, he or she, you can do this on-prem if you want. Like, there are companies where people are on-premises using VDI, right? Virtual desktop.
Windows 365 specifically. In other words, this service from Microsoft only comes from Azure.
But there are other services that'll let you do this on-prem.
But here's the thing.
Honestly, the important point, probably, if I were the owner of a business or an IT guy, I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
This doesn't replace anything, right? This is literally augmenting everything. It's a choice. It's one choice. It's very similar to Azure Virtual Desktop. There's obviously a licensing difference there, but it's not meant to like, oh, this is the beginning, the end for Windows PCs. No. This is just addressing the new modern world we live in, and it's another option for businesses.